The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Tonight is the night. The Irish team are in Prague to take on Czechia in the World Cup playoff this evening. The winner then moves on to Tuesday night for a final playoff game to get to the World Cup. The loser goes home. Well, Off the Ball's Eoin Sheehan is in the Old Town in Prague ahead of Off the Ball tonight, and he joins us now. Hello, Eoin.
Hey, Claire, how's it going?
Good. Now, we've been hearing so much about the Irish fans. Henry's been meeting a lot of them. I know you have as well. Unless anyone thinks it's overblown, you've seen the marked contrast between our fans and the Czechs in Prague, haven't you?
Absolutely. Now, I know we're in tourist central here in the Old Town in Prague, so naturally there's going to be a huge tint that is put on this city from the perspective of the travelling fans. But this just feels like it matters a hell of a lot more for the Republic of Ireland fans than it does for the Czech fans. Now, to be clear, that's not going to replicate itself on the pitch. The two sets of players will absolutely care about this in equal amount tonight. But in terms of the fans, it's definitely seems to be a bigger deal for the Irish. They're was obviously the scandal brewing here in Czech football over the past couple of days with regards to alleged match fixing in their domestic leagues. There is a turnover in their management since the last game they've played. So Czech football is not in a great place, and it seems that that's informing the level of interest or level of disinterest from the Czech public. I just want to play you a clip here, Claire. This is a man called Connor. He's involved with the Prague GAA club. He joined our live broadcast in O'Neill's pub here in Prague last night, and he had a few interesting things to say about the prospect of Irish fans getting into the home end in the Fortuna Arena tonight.
Obviously the stadium is so small, I think they probably had worries that it would be kind of 10,000 Irish, 10,000 Czechs. So, I mean, designing a IT system that only lets someone who can put their passport data into the system is quite extreme. It was nothing I've ever heard of back home. So I think they're worried. But if you could imagine if the game was in the Aviva, we'd have sold out 200,000 tickets. They only had to sell 19,000 tickets. And they had pre-sale, post-sale. The tickets didn't sell out. The home fans have lost interest since the Euros, the last Euros. They had a bad run. They got one draw out of the three games. Obviously, they kind of lost interest. And then they had the Faroe Islands incident. So I think the tickets were there, but unfortunately Irish people couldn't buy them, so we've, luckily enough, a few Czech people bought us a few tickets, so hopefully we'll be all good.
God, there's all sorts of chicanery going on, Eoin. We're going to be speaking to Brian Kerr a little bit later on. Now, despite what you're saying about the passion that you're witnessing amongst the Irish fans, he says that the Czechs are really passionate when they get in there, and he expects it to be a bit of a cauldron tonight despite the level of support that the Irish have.
Yeah, look, he's absolutely right. Those who are going to be in the stadium tonight are going to be fully behind this team. There is a new manager in place, and he's going to have the full support of the Czech public. The guy they removed last November obviously had completely not only lost the dressing room, but seemed to have lost the country as well. The thing with the Czech footballing public is that they've had a greater deal of success than Ireland have had over the past 20 years. People will remember the great team of 2004 in that European Championships when they had the likes of Milan Baroš and Jan Koller in that team, Pavel Nedved of that era as well. And Ireland just haven't had anything of that era, or are certainly qualifying for tournaments in 2004, 2006. So I think Irish fans are just more starved than the Czech public as well. And maybe the Czech public have probably been more spoiled with their teams in recent years. So I think that's important as well. The one thing I'd just say about all this, Claire, and I think it probably speaks to this Ireland team, is that this just feels far more significant than the playoff for the 2018 World Cup felt. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but like Ireland were one game away from the World Cup in 2018. It was the exact same stakes. But this feels way more important. I think there's something about this team and potentially even the manager that has just captured the imagination of the public. And I guess the way in which they won those two games in November is part of it, because it was unbelievably dramatic.
Yeah, it's coming off the back of those wins. I mean, the tails are up. But like going into this tonight, it's going to be about composure on the one hand and passion on the other. And we have all of these young players coming in, you know, potentially some who haven't been capped before. And then you'll have, we hope, the composure, the experience, the grounding impact of the likes of Coleman and Brady, whose job it will be to help everybody keep their heads on the pitch.
Absolutely. And Seamus Coleman's return to the Ireland team has been one of the main reasons why this Ireland team seems to have turned a corner, because Hamer Halgrimsson wasn't gone on him at the start. He thought Seamus Coleman was past it. And to be fair to Halgrimsson, he's accepted his mistake. He's not only brought him back into the squad, he's brought him back into the team, and he's going to start tonight. And you'd imagine Seamus Coleman is going to put in one of those Coleman-like performances tonight, where if his body is saying no, his mind is absolutely saying yes. And you're probably right about Robbie Brady. I suspect he's going to start. There is some discussion regarding Brady or Manning on the left side tonight, but he might just opt for the greater experience of Robbie Brady, who, of course, knows exactly what it's like to give the Irish public a historic moment like he did against Italy in Euro 2016. So I suspect he's going to go for him on the left-hand side. But then the Troy Parrott story is something that we can't not mention. I was a little bit worried about momentum dissipating from this Ireland team since November, because it's been over 120 days since the Republic of Ireland have played. But Troy Parrott's momentum has gone nowhere. He has been banging in the goals in domestic football and in European football for AZ Alkmaar over the past couple of months, and if anything, he's got better and more confident since the hat-trick against Hungary.
Mm-hmm. And then all this chat about Ireland not practicing penalties yesterday in particular, and you know, there's the two schools of thought. You know, you keep banging them in, so an element of the pressure is removed if you actually have to do that. And then Hamer Halgrimsson's theory, which is, well, you can't replicate what that feels like in the moment after you've played for all of those minutes. There's no point in practicing them. And then, of course, we have the other element, which is Caoimhín Kelleher.
Well, I think Kelleher is the big thing that Ireland can hang their hat on. I'd be a little bit concerned about Ireland not practicing penalties, to be honest. I don't subscribe to the idea that they're a lottery. Yes, you can't replicate pressure, but you can't replicate pressure in any other aspect of your training either. So what's the point in training full stop if you can't have any pressure in your day to day?
I think that makes sense. And I think a lot of people would agree with that. It's like anything, like a piece of music or any sort of performance. You need to practice it.
Absolutely. And I don't know, does it maybe speak to maybe a lack of experience in this setup with regards to high pressure games? Like, Ireland obviously haven't played in many international tournaments. It seems to take England 30, 40 years to realise they needed to start practising penalties before the World Cup in 2018. So maybe it's going to take Ireland a bit of time as well. But hopefully it doesn't get that far. Hopefully Ireland get the job done in 90 minutes, or maybe even an extra time this evening, because I don't know about that penalty comment. But you can absolutely hang your hat on Troy Parrott as well. So mm-hmm. You've got one great penalty taker at least. Who's your second penalty taker after that? God knows. So Josh Cullen would have been one of them, I suspect, but he's out injured. That's the one piece of bad news comparing November to tonight, is that he's going to be unavailable. His injury is a really big blow to Ireland, given the lack of options in midfield.
So you and the team live from the Fortuna Arena from 7 o'clock with Off the Ball, and then full commentary of the game, Owen.
Exactly, and we're going to be staying on late tonight until 11 p.m. as well for what will hopefully be positive reaction and analysis to the game. But yes, Stephen Doyle, Stewie Byrne calling the game, 7:45 kickoff if you're in your car.
All right, and a reminder again, 7 p.m, Owen Shehan and the team from Off the Ball live from Prague, and we all look forward to that. Well, the World Cup is in the United States, Canada and Mexico this summer. Back-to-back wins against Portugal in Dublin and Hungary in Budapest have really helped guide Ireland to this point, as Owen was saying. But the big question is, can they produce another big performance in Czechia tonight? If they win this, will they progress? They'll progress then to the World Cup playoff, which is next Tuesday, the 31st of March. The game tonight is being played at the Fortuna Arena and it kicks off at 7:45 Irish time. Now, let's join Henry McKean, who is in Prague with up to 10,000 Irish fans, most of them still without tickets for the game. Henry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire, from Prague. And you're right, those fans still don't have tickets, but it's not helping them. They're still having a brilliant, brilliant time, and they're getting here every possible way: plane, train, automobile. They're walking, they're crawling, they're getting here, including an Irish national treasure, Troy Parrott's Nan Joseph. Our friends and relatives were on the train, my train that brought me from Berlin to here, to Prague. I asked her how she was feeling.
Great. Everybody's enjoying herself. It's fantastic.
You know, there is so much love for you and your grandson and for the whole Parrott clan. How many Parrotts have come out to Prague?
Too many parrots, just all the parrots.
All the parrots?
Yes.
Yes, about 20 of us come over.
And are you enjoying the train ride?
Oh, we are. It's fantastic. Really great.
And how do you think the match is going to go?
5-0, 5-0. 5 goals is going to get.
How proud are you of Troy?
We're very proud of him. He's doing great, and that's all he can do is his best, and that's what he will do.
Can't wait.
Need to get a ticket, but the prices are a bit expensive, I'll be honest.
Yes, we're here for the buzz, and we're going to win it. So it's all about the Irish spirit, isn't it? That's what it is.
Is this Ole! Ole! Ole!
We're going to win. The fans, that's what's going to take us over the line.
Hi, Henry. My name is Sarah. I'm from Mealy in Dublin. Long-term Ireland fan. A lot of ups and downs over the years. Come back off the trip to Budapest, it was absolutely amazing. And now we're hoping for just as good as a result today. Parrot's going to do the business, we hope so.
How do you feel being on this train, crisscrossing Europe, on your way to Prague?
Do you know what? It's the only way to do it. It's not straight in, it's the memories you make on the journeys. All the different people you meet, Josie, all of Troy Parrot's family, all on the way. It's just been absolutely brilliant.
All the friends and family. Do you know what I heard there right throughout that is everybody you spoke to, Henry, is smiling as they're chatting to you, yes. Which is great to hear.
Oh, Claire, and I'm smiling right now. And, you know, the age differences, there's young people that have never experienced moments like this. There's also business people by pure have organized business meetings today in Prague and who also going to the match. So really great memories. And obviously people remember Jack Charlton and those experiences, and they want that magic themselves. I met this young couple outside an Irish bar. We're here outside Sally O'Neill's Irish pub in the heart of Prague. You're standing here with an Irish flag around you and a parrot. Tell me, are you enjoying yourself?
I'm loving myself. I came over yesterday morning with my girlfriend who used to live in Prague, so she's showing me around. Shout out to Lindsay. But so I'm from Sandymount. I live right beside the National Stadium, and I'm quietly confident Parra might score a brace, and my prediction is 2-1.
You're going 2-1, and you are the girlfriend.
I am the girlfriend.
You know Prague, you know the city of 1.5 million people as a tram goes past us there. For you, any tips on Prague? What should fans look out for?
Do you know, Prague's just great. It's a beautiful city, beautiful architecture, but there's so many Irish bars here. You honestly, take your pick, you'll have a crack of a time. Like, everyone's brilliant, so wherever you land, you're going to have fun.
Can you list some good Irish bars if you're travelling last minute?
Absolutely. So you've got the Dubliner, you've got the Irish Times, Waxy Malone's, McCarthy's, you've got Sally's here. There's a load of great places. You'll find somewhere everywhere.
And what brought you to Prague? Why did you move here?
It's a bit ridiculous, actually. I was travelling when I was about 21, which, God, it's over 10 years ago now. But I fell in love with the city. I ended up coming back, and I was waiting for a bar crawl. So I was just drinking all day. Met this lovely lady. It was fantastic. Load of fun.
Load of fun. Are people nervous, though, Henry? Do you get the sense that the nerves are taking over, or is there joy and confidence?
Well, there's joy up until the last minute, but obviously there's huge nerves about this game because it's a must win. And we're hoping for a miracle. We're hoping for some sort of Troy Parrot. 2 goals, perhaps 3 goals. And then right now, a newfound belief in the squad and the people back home in Ireland. And you've got to remember, Italian 90 was all about the Walkinstown roundabout. It's about Ireland, you know, and back home, it's a bit miserable. There's lots of sad news around. People want to be lifted by this national team. Here is a super fan.
Richie from Dublin.
Richie, how was your journey here?
It was long. We got a bit delayed on the train from Berlin, but we got here eventually.
How do you feel about the match tonight?
50-50, do you know what I mean? But look, we're always hopeful, do you know what I mean?
And you travel with the team much?
Yeah, so we've been to 4 of the last 10 away games. So in and out, do you know what I mean? All the home games. Big supporter. It's the hope that kills you, but we'll hopefully get there in the end.
And you say the hope that kills you this time, you know, will you get past that?
Yeah, of course. Like, do you know what I mean? I always have the faith in the boys. So it depends on who shows up. Is it the Ireland team from the Hungary-Portugal window, or is it the team against Armenia? We don't know. But look, we arrive here in hope anyway. That's the plan.
And how are you feeling?
I'm very optimistic. I think the Czech camp isn't great at the moment. I think we'll do well. There's a lot of problems going on at the moment. So the new manager, 74-year-old, see how he pulls it out of the bag. I know he's a local legend and stuff, but we'll see what happens.
Are you excited?
Very. It was a long way to get here. And you did take the long way.
We did. We took a flight to Berlin, stopover, train from Berlin to here. It was a delay on the train, so we're finally here, so we're optimistic. So hopefully, let's do it.
Trains, planes and automobiles, and lots of people, including yourself, who went to Czechia with no ticket. You met some students as well who don't have a ticket either.
Well, this is it. And the thing is, I am bandwagon. I have to admit, I'm very much a bandwagon fan. The real fans deserve the tickets. And, you're right. It's like the Electric Picnic. It's like EP here. Excited. Here's a young student. He did two connections to get to Prague.
I'm Killian Reardon. We flew in today from London. We flew from Dublin to London. Very excited for the game. I think this is the most excited the country's been for an Ireland international for a long time. Definitely since COVID. A great spectacle for us. I think we've deserved this for a long time. Atmosphere is great. The amount of fans have travelled over even without tickets. We've spoken to a lot of Czech citizens around the town. They don't seem as interested. We spoke to the taxi driver, didn't even know the game was on. The issue with the manager, they brought in the 74-year-old manager out of retirement. The issues with Suchek, rumours that he was not going to be captain. I think all of that will work in our favour. I think what unbelievable form Parrott's in at the moment will only a benefit for us at the moment. The team selections, I wonder if Ogbeni will play. It's great that we have so much options up front with Schmazitz as well.
What's the name of your podcast?
It's The Sports Code. It's on DCUFM on Twitch. So we're up and coming journalists in our first year in DCU, so we're hoping to work on it and hopefully gain some attraction further down the line with it.
Yeah, he's writing off the Czechs altogether. A listener says, I hope there isn't too much pressure on Troy Parrott. The rest of the team has to step up too. I wonder, is that from a mammy? Because I feel a bit like that as well. I think it's really unfair to expect 3 goals from Troy Parrott. And another one says, the amount of coverage this game is getting makes me want us to not win because I can't go through this again next week. No, you're not allowed to feel like that. This is a huge day. It's the biggest day, I feel. And Owen said it there. It's bigger than anything else we've had in years and years and years. It feels like Italia 90 all again. And don't forget the Czech Republic versus Ireland live on Off the Ball tonight from 7 p.m. with Owen and Stewie and Stephen. And more from Henry in Prague on Moncrief this afternoon from 2 p.m. So if you're sick of it, there's loads more to come.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.